صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
باكر علم صدق صفا، صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ، تو باكر علم صدق صفا، صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ، تو اہل یا محبوب خدا، صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ، تو اہل یا محبوب خدا، صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ، تو باکر علم و صدق و صفا، صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ. یہ میرا قلم یہ میری زباں، کیا شان کریں گے تیری بیان. یہ میرا قلم یہ میری زباں، کیا شان کریں گے.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. ریسپیکٹ لسنرز آف سیریس ایف ایم ان مرکز صحابہ، دا وائس آف اہل سنہ والجماعہ، we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqh ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today's date is the 23rd of Rajab, 1446, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 23rd of January, 2025. Today our topic is on Isra and Mi'raj. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم وانا زاهد خان.
Mufti Saab, the definitions. What is the definition of Isra? What is the definition of Mi'raj?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We welcome the listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Before we answer the question, we should know that the following is like an introduction. So remember that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala taught us that there will be signs here in this world. ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِعِبَادَةِ. We say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, strong winds and strong fires are going in the direction of Los Angeles. Thousands of people have been evacuated. So we make dua, اللَّهُمَّ حَرِّقْ بُيُوتَهُمْ اللَّهُمَّ دَمِّرْ دِيَارَهُمْ اللَّهُمَّ خَالِفْ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَصُفُوفِهِمْ يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And on the other side, in New Orleans, it's so cold, by yesterday four people froze to death. We say Alhamdulillah, we have no sympathy for these people. That you see that the Haaretz newspaper writes in yesterday's paper that Trump and Netanyahu, both of them criminals, what they did, they green-lighted, gave the permission, and obviously the PA, the Palestinian Authority, they just puppets in there, Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazen, and them, another murtad shaitan, that go and attack Jenin and so forth. Jenin has a population of 10,000, and here they're coming in, and the hospitals are surrounded by the Israeli tanks and so forth and so on. So because of their humiliation, disgrace and defeat in Gaza, now they want to do all this here in the West Bank. We should know the proper terms, not Gaza, Gaza. West Bank, Ad-Daffatul Gharbiya. Ad-Daffatul Gharbiya. So always remember the proper terminology. They want to annex that and steal that and occupy that and so forth. The lady who is the special, rapporteur to the United Nations regarding Palestine and all that, she said, she made a very telling statement. She said, Israel must be stopped in their tracks now. before they annex West Bank, because that Albertina, Francesa Albertina, she said if they go on, they will never stop. They will go to the next country and so forth. And that is the truth, because they are haramis and they are war criminals and they are occupiers, and occupation is terrorism. So we should know America is getting punished, the Jutlas are getting punished, and we as Muslims should know which side of the fence we are. We can't be sitting on the fence, then we are guilty of committing a major, major offense. So may tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, read some extra Salat, read Surah Yasin, other Surahs, and make dua for the Ummah, especially in Jenin and Palestine and all other places as well. Ameen, inshaAllah. Come, let's start with our topic, Isra. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala told Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, and for Asri bi ibadi, and he must go. And Nabi Musa alayhi salam also, both of them were commanded, leave with your people at night. So what is the meaning of Isra? I-S-R-A, it means a sayru fil layl, to travel at night. Why it's called Isra? Go open the beginning of chapter 17, verse 1. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. So therefore it's called Isra. Makkah Mukarrama to Masjidul Aqsa. And Mi'raj. The Mi'raj journey started at Aqsa. Mi'raj Uruj Ta'rujul Malaika. You see? Surah number 70 of the Noble Quran. So it means the ascension, to go up, 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 up. So if you want to know about the Isra, open the beginning of the 15 Jews, the 15 Supara, and that is where you will find it. You must remember there, and the tafsir of it as well. Open Ma'ariful Quran, that's in Urdu and English. And if you want in Arabic, there are so many tafsir. Olden tafsir, tafsir Ibn Kathir, tafsir Qurtubi, all that. Modern day tafsir, tafsir Munir and so forth and so on. So that is what we will recommend. And if you want about Mi'raj, then remember that open chapter 53, and that is Surah An-Najm. And verses 1 to 18, Almighty Allah Jalla Allah speaks about the Mi'raj. So, yeah, I have a book. I bought this book many, many years ago. In Cairo, I think I bought it. Wonderful book, remember this. I was just seeing if I can see the price. So, this I bought when I was in Newcastle, because I got my stamp here, my Newcastle stamp. Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood, you see. So he is Sheikh Al-Azhar. We met him in Karachi. We met him there in Medina Munawwara and so forth. He had very good ta'alluq and ties with Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, rahimahullah. So in this book, he wrote something very beautiful. He said, study the Mi'raj, the Isra Mi'raj. What do you see? You will see there's three parts to it. One, Isra, traveling from Makkah to Jerusalem, Bay Masjidul Aqsa, Baytul Muqaddas, Baytul Maqdis, meeting the Anbiya, prophets and messengers, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam making imamat, performing the imamat, so on. That is Al-Juzul Awwal. Second one, Mi'raj, going up, the ascension. And third one, Al-Muhadatha, Al-Mukalama. Allah speaking to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam responding, فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. So what he said, this is now, it behoves a man like him to say this. He said every day, and we know we were given the 5 daily salat on that occasion. The Master alayhi salam received 3 gifts. One is the 5 daily salat. One is the ending of Surah Baqarah, the last 2 verses. Open Muslim Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, you'll find it there. So verses 285, 286, Aman al-Rasul, Til fansurna al-qawm al-kafirin. And then the last gift, Bisharat Bushra, any person who dies without committing kufr and shirk, for him is Jannah and paradise and so forth and so on. So therefore, we should know that. He said, when we are standing in Salat, so that is like representing and symbolizing the first part, the Isra, Makkah to Jerusalem. When we go into Ruku, so that is like symbolizing the going up to the skies and heavens and so forth, the Mi'raj. And when we are in sujood and in sajda, so that is mukalama, muhadatha, speaking with Almighty Allah. How beautiful that is. And if you look at Surah Iqra Bismi in the ending, you will see it, they just read the last two words and so forth. So that is exactly what Allah is saying. And the hadith in Sahih Muslim, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّي وَوَسَاجِدٌ فَأَكْسِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. So it's the near Dr. Abdul Halim Mahmood, Naiz Rahimahullah, and the book's name is called Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, a masterpiece, excellent book. So first you must go to Tafsir, Tafsir of the Noble Quran, and that is Bani Israel, Surah Bani Israel, chapter 17, beginning of the 15 Jews, 15 Supara. And then from Mi'raj, you must go to chapter 53 in the 27 Supara, and that is Surah Al-Najmi, verses 1 to 18. Then any tafsir you go to, Ma'riful Quran and so forth, is excellent. Arabic ones, I gave you the titles. And thereafter, remember, you must go to the Hadith Kitab, go to Muslim Sharif, go to Mishkat Sharif. They all have chapters on Mi'raj and so forth. In detail is mentioned. Then you go to the books of history and seerah. So I have a book here called Ar-Rahikul Makhtum. So you must remember this. So I like this book because it's written very, you understand, scholarly. There are other books much more in detail and so forth. So this was Bahsun fi Siratin Nabawiyya ala Sahibiya Afdal Salati wa Salam and so forth by Safiyyu Rahman Mubarak Puri. So, and it's Puri, they say, but it's Puri. I met him there in Medina also. So he was like a lecturer there in Jamia Islamiyah and so forth. So they translated in English also the seal nectar, you know. So there also you can read that book and so forth to get more insight and more information. So these are the basic things we must know. We, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe in the following. And we must believe in this. When did this incident take place? It took place when he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was approximately 51 years old. Qabla al-Hijrah, prior to the migration to Medina Munawwara. Why did it take place? One is, when did it take place? I gave that to you. Why did it take place? Remember, that journey took place during the year Amul Huzan, the year of sadness and grief. Abu Talib is dispatched to Jahannam, the chacha, the uncle, the paternal uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quranic verse got revealed, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهَدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. You cannot give guidance to whom you love. Allah will give guidance. So there's ijma, consensus. This verse was revealed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begged him, read the kalima, I'll intercede for you. Then the shaitan Abu Talib went to go read, اخترتُ النَّار عَلَى الْعَارِ. I rather choose the fire over disgrace and so forth. So look at their pride, arrogance. And the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, that is dispatched to Jahannam and so forth. So therefore, that is our unanimous belief. And in that also, that Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha passed away. 25 years marriage, you must remember that. 25 years and plus, you know, a few weeks, months, whatever. And 6 children, 4 daughters, 2 sons. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very sad, like heartbroken. Allah jalla wa ala loves Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most. He was, he is, he will always be the most precious, the most beloved to Almighty Allah in the entire universe. That Habibullah, Rahmatulil Alameen, Khatamun Nabiyyin, and all these titles. So Ya Rasulullah, come, I'm inviting you miraculously for a nocturnal journey. Now understand that this journey took place physically. It was not a dream or a vision. Bodily and in the state of awakeness. You must understand these points clearly. It was physically bodily in the state of awakeness, and this was the unique feature of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How he alone in the entire universe is sahibul qiblatain, facing both qiblas, Masjid al-Aqsa and Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. He alone, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is sahibul Isra wal Mi'raj. So Allah wants to elevate, wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak. Chapter 94, verse number 4. So we should know all these issues properly. And then the mean of conveyance that was used from Makkah to Aqsa is Buraq. Remember that. And then from there, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam also goes from Aqsa to the seven heavens and so forth. But certain point, even Jibreel has to stop. And then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes further on. So it shows that these are the basic things. And this week, this Sunday night, now today is Thursday. So if you want exact date, there's a lot of difference of opinion. But anyway, the popular view is this, you understand? Our Maulana Qasim Sema principle. So Maulana was like a small-time politician also. You know, he never liked people must argue and debate. The old ulama, they never ever liked that. They just told people 27-night teacher, you understand? When he used to lecture, I can still remember vividly, one day in Newcastle, he was giving a lecture, and I used to like Maulana's lectures because sometimes he used to bring all the old stories, you know. This Maulana, this happened in India and all that. Hazrat Maulana Badr Alam Sahab, or Hazrat Maulana Abdurrahman Amrohi, Baba Ji, this happened, and his old teachers and so forth. So these were all great old Ya'ullah. So one day, you know, he even looked in my direction and he smiled. And he said, some nights we have our official big nights. Some nights we have our official big nights. And like 15 Shaban is big night. Laylatul Qadr is auspicious night. And he said, some night we have our unofficial big nights. You understood? So like Mi'raj night. You see, he say unofficial big night. You see that? Meaning there's ikhtilaf and all these type of things. Yeah? So that's how he this thing did, you see. So anyway, so this much we must know. Thousands of ulama throughout the world will be giving lectures and delivering lectures. So how should you handle this topic, especially nowadays? You must speak about, you understand, Isra, like I explained to you. You must speak about Mi'raj. Now these are the pointers I'm giving you. Because with Allah's help, I've been there 5 times, so you come to know these type of things here with Allah's help. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatu min Rabbi. Whether jutlas, haramis, terrorists, super terrorists, go and pray downstairs there. Remember, al-ha'itul mabki, western wall, wailing wall, whatever they want to call it. So where the presidents of America, one by one, go there and they put their hands there and they wear the yarmulke, the topi and the small hat and whatever. So anyway, so that is jidarul buraq. So where the buraq was fastened, so it's part of our land that is our wall, that is stolen land and stolen wall by the jutlas and haramis. Therefore, every day we will say, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So you must remember that. So that is jidarul buraq. Why 27th of Rajab? We can't say now 100%, but why it seems, you'll understand, is a good opinion to promote, because after 88 years of occupation, from the year 636, 637 Gregorian calendar to 1099, it was under Muslim rule, Palestine. Then 1099 to 1187, the Christians came, Salbiyin came, Crusaders came, and they ruled it. Then Allah Jalla Wala chose Salahuddin Ayyubi, Al-Kurdi Saladin the Just, and he liberated it. And people who helped him the most were Nuruddin Zanki, Imaduddin Zanki. I went to all their graves, all are buried there in Damascus, Syria. So you must remember that. So it was a Friday, 27th of Rajab, and it was the year 1187, and the special mimbar used for that occasion was the mimbar of That's a Nuruddin Zanki, made of hood, remember that. And not one nail was knocked into it. I saw that member also, Allah's help, but not the entire one. Imagine from 1187 that member was used, and then in 1969 that Rohan Rodan, whatever the Harami's name is from Australia, Pakka Zionist, you see. So he came and he burnt it, you see. In 67, the Jutlas occupied Jerusalem, and they said it's part of the Israel and so forth. And 69, that he burnt it. So when we went first time, 20 years later, 89 when I went, so they took me to that museum where they kept all these things there. So, and that portion of the minbar was still there, but majority of it was burnt and so forth. So that's what I mean, that we saw it, and not one nail was knocked into that minbar. So many historical things you can speak about. And then you speak about the current situation. Why did Hamas do what they did on 7th October 2023? Because 16 years they were under siege, concentration camp, and now they had the opportunity. 16 years the Jutlas kept them. In 16 months they defeated the Jutlas. Subhanallah. Ye to kudrat ka karishma. You understand? That is the power of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Till today, not one person who's got some sense of justice will tell you Israel won. You go read the Times of Israel, you go and read other Israeli commentators, media, they will tell you the first time Israel lost the war and so forth. Why? Because Zawal Israel is taking place. And it's the first time in human history that a genocide was carried live media, with social media and so. So 90%, 80% of the world have turned against them and so forth and so on. But look at America. People say Howard University. People say this university. The Jutlas went and bribed them up and gave millions and billions and so forth. Today, if you say free Palestine and so forth and so on, you take out marches and so forth, so remember you will be suspended or you won't be able to write exams and so forth. So what happened to the First Amendment of your constitution? What happened to freedom of speech and freedom of expression? All of them, whiteys, majority of them are racist, you must remember. Every country I traveled, I saw that, you must remember. Your America and your Australia and your Europe and your New Zealand. That's a different thing. Somebody are more. And we never said all. We're speaking of majority of the population. South Africa, under the Boer, we know till today some of them got the mentality. Still white is right and everything. And the ANC fools, they still go, you know, and play into their hands. So people get more convinced that, you understand, that is right, white is right. You must remember that. So that is what you need to understand and the message. And why Hamas did what they did, they said, see, not now. For past 70 years, 80 years, plus minus. They say, Ya Allah, we will fall. It's fine. لَن نَسْتَسْلِمْ لِأَحَدْ. We will never surrender to anybody. That is the Palestinian Hamas, Jihad Islami. Then what we will do, إِمَّا الزَّفَرْ إِمَّا الْغَنِيمَ. Either we victorious, or either we go, وَإِمَّا الشَّهَادَ. We go for martyrdom. So we will give our life, but Ya Allah, never let Aqsa fall. You see? Which nation will do that? Anybody else in the world you can think of will do that? Nobody will do that. So they gave everything. So therefore, the world is taking notice. What type? There's hostages also. That Jutla, I don't know if you read it, I sent it out to thousands of people. Last week, Sunday, the exchange took place between the Israelis and Palestinians. That Saturday, you must remember, the Jewish journalist went and he was interviewing them, you see, the hostage and the Palestinian. And what that lady had to say, she said, which kind of people are you? That even the water in Gaza tastes so different. If I tell you I want to stay in Gaza, what you will say? You understood? I sent it out. You must remember. In fact, a letter like that, the whole thing should be read on air. You must remember that. So what the discussion, you must remember. By the end of that, you'll be crying. So that is what. And he said every time, our Islam, our religion teaches us this. You understand? So they said they never ever harmed us. They never ever sexually, you understand, harassed us. They never raped us. Everything what the Israeli media and politicians say, all fat lies, Hasbara propaganda. So they are speaking and so forth. So that is what. So they have captured the imagination of the world, you must have. So when you speak of Imam, or Maulana, or Mufti Sahib, Qari Sahib, Hafiz Sahib, Sheikh Sahib, Saturday night, Sunday night, so speak about this. We don't have to make propaganda, but you must be well prepared and you must give the hope to the people and say, we will always be victorious. Why? Because the Quran said so, the Hadith said so, and the slogan of the Palestinians say so. Surah 17, verse number 7, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ. And when the final promise comes from Almighty Allah, Qiyamah is approach, Armageddon. That's what they call Armageddon. Always remember that term. Then the Muslims, they will do three things. لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ. They will disfigure your faces. Already they disfiguring their faces in Gaza and so. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. They'll enter Masjid al-Aqsa like how they entered the first time, jihad and so forth and so on. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا. All the countries now don't want to really support them beside America and Trump and so forth. But inshallah, in this Trump's time, now in his second term, make America great again. So inshallah, that make America, get America to be destroyed. It must implode and from within, and Israel will fall. Inshallah, in our lifetime, in the next 2-3 years, with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. So all Allah will crush them. And if you know Arabic, وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَتْبِيرًا is to crush them to pieces, pieces, pieces. One of the khususiyat, the unique features of Bab-e Taf'il is what? Taqti, peace, peace, peace. The نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. So we will reveal the Quran Sharif, piecemeal, 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 like that, you see? So that is how gradually. So يَتَتْبِيرَا, we will tear you all to shreds and pieces. See America falling to pieces, so cold, fire, and remember all these storms and what have you, all these things, and Israel getting defeated in Gaza al-Mubarakah. So Allah is showing us His signs. Hadith in Muslim Sharif, La taqumu musa'a hatta yuqatil al-Muslimun al-Yahud. The Muslims will fight. You must remember that the Jutlas, and fayakhtabi'u al-Yahudiyu, and the Jutla will take sanctuary. He will be defeated and go and hide خلف الحجر والشجر, behind the trees and the stones. And the stone tree will say, تعال يا عبد الله. They had come here, O Muslim. خلفي يهوديون, behind me is one terrorist. And he's a jutla. And تعال فقتله. Eliminate him, liquidate him, get rid of him. Even I don't want him here. See? That is إِلَّا الْغَرْقَدْ, except the غَرْقَدْ tree. فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ شَجَرِ الْيَهُودِ. And that tree you'll find everywhere in Jerusalem. The Jutlas, they study our Quran, our Hadith, and again they want to take out loopholes from there. You see? So that's two. And then three, that is the two slogans you must remember. When you speak, you must speak with evidence, not just emotion. So they say, خَيْبَرْ خَيْبَرْ يَا يَهُودْ إِنَّ جَيْشَ مُحَمَّدْ صَوْفَ يَعُودْ. But the jahil ummah of ours, if you ask them what is Khaybar, Khaybar, that also they don't know, majority of them. So Khaybar took place in the 7th year of the Hijrah, after the Sulah Hudaybiyah in Muharram, and 94 Jutlas were dispatched to hell. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu and Haydar al-Qarrar, he was the Haydar, the lion, and his Fatih Khaybar, remember that. And And Mustafa sallallahu gave him the banner and the flag. Go see in Bukhari Sharif. Go see in Tabarani when the Master alayhi salam said, now you are the man. You will carry the banner and the flag. The Master bi yadihi sharifa, with his own Mubarak hands, took the black turban and fastened it around his head. You must remember. From there, Mona Zahid Khan, when you qualified in Darul Uloom here in Zakaria, so 3 years ago, four, whatever, so remember they put a turban around you. You know why? So because from there, when you achieve something very great, so you must remember, so they fasten a turban. That is the asla usul. That is your main dalil, that this started already in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time. My turban at that time, 1980, 1400, was fastened by Hazrat Mufti Mahmood of Pakistan. So Hazrat Mufti Mahmood was one of the most senior alim Pakistan produced. Hazrat bin Nuri rahimahullah is Muhaddisul Asr, one of the greatest scholars of Hadith Pakistan produced. But even Hazrat used to say that this Mufti Mahmood, one side he is Siyasi, he is a governor of the Sarhad province frontier. But other side is such a great Muhaddis, when he comes here I move away, I give him chance to teach Bukhari Sharif. So alhamdulillah, so, and after that 2 months he passed away, 2-3 months, you understood? So we like his last students, you must remember. Allah's help, Allah's fadl, Allah's karam. So that is how you must remember this thing. And the other slogan you must remember, the mothers and the fathers, the young and the old, they say, Birruh biddam nafdika ya aqsa. O aqsa, for you, we will fall, we will give everything. We will give our ruh, our life for you. We will give our blood for you. We will give it as ransom for you. So how are you going to beat such people? You can never beat such people. So for them, shahadat is a honor for them. And for the jutlas, death is what? Qul innal maut alladhi tafirruna minhu fa inna mulaqikun. The thing the jutlas and the Jews hate the most is death. So Quran says so. يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. They want to live for 1,000 years. So Hamas is sending them back 1,000 years. You must remember that. Say, get out from here. Then you see, Israel politically, socially, economically, everywhere in the doldrums. And the biggest thing Hamas accomplished, that the world opinion has turned against Israel, Muslim and non-Muslim. Then you get this hypocrites. Today the news broke that, you see, Trump is a harami. Trump is a businessman. Wherever he can make money, he just make money. So he put the carrot, he dangled the carrot in front of MBS and Murtad bin Shaitan. He told him, if you buy $500 million, you see, they had $500 billion worth of arms and whatever and all that. So then you will be the first country I'll come to visit. And then we will speak about normalizing ties with Israelis. This idiot donkey, what else can you call him? Murtad bin Shaitan said, never mind that, we'll make, give you an order of $600 billion. Today's news it broke, so you must remember this type of things. So that is how. So the Muslim rulers and the Arab rulers are the biggest munafikin, hypocrites, murtad, ghaddar, shaitans. Your Saudi Arabia, your Emirates, your Jordan, your Egypt, your Bahrain, your Morocco. That person who stabbed that poor Israelis in Tel Aviv. From where he is? From Morocco. So they say when he landed there, they vetted him and he seemed okay. But he was a man of iman and ghira, man of self-respect, self-respect and honor. He said, let me go there and let me harm some jutlas. And never mind, they can kill me. But at least I did some good job before I went. And then he did it. Alhamdulillah. So whether he stabbed them and they were critical or they were injured, just the fact remained, his iman and ghira did not allow him to sit still. You see that? So that is what you need. Not with these leaders here. Speak with the folk tongue, your Urdugan and all these other people. One day speak like this, one day speak like that, and all this stuff. So when you're going to speak, this tomorrow, Friday, you're going to speak. Today is Thursday. So Friday, you must speak about Islam Mi'raj. Saturday, speak. Sunday, speak. So you must remember this and educate the Ummah. That is, the Ummah today needs a lot of education. But you must give them the material that is authentic. Don't come give them fairy tales and all this type of thing. Some lectures you hear upside down, you know. Total, one day one person told me, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj, then Hazrat Piran Pir Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani was there, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his hand Mubarak or leg Mubarak on Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani's shoulder and then went up with it. Now you see, things like that is all fairy tales, you must remember. Where is Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani after how many centuries? And where is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But people, they bring Rutab and Yabis. Truth some things and total fairy tales and fabrications. And people are jahil, ignorant. They make wah 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 wah. You understand? What the thing you are telling us? Therefore, we must remember in Islam, al ahadithul mawdu'a, all these fabrications are haram. La litarheeb wa la litarheeb. You can't use ahadith that are spurious, that are fabrications, that are lies, nor to encourage people and nor to warn people. Both are totally haram in Islam. So anyway, that was all that I wanted to say. Especially you got Friday, you got Saturday, you got Sunday. So many people will be discussing. So these are all pointers you must use. And speak about Hamas. You must say openly, we Hamas. For what you feel ashamed and all that. We must take pride in that. You must remember one group of people, 10,000, 15,000, took on the might of 50, 60, 70 countries and defeated them. Today what Trump said, I sent it all out today. Trump said the $7 billion worth of arms, ammunition that are there in Afghanistan, I'm coming to take it back, you see. So Taliban say, come, we're waiting for you. Understood? So come, we're waiting for you Jutlas and we're waiting for you Americans and so forth. So Taliban in Afghanistan brought Izzah to this Ummah, honor, and Hamas brought honor to this Ummah. But still today you will get so-called Muslims, they'll object more and more and more. So say, no, Taliban not good people, you understand? Hamas not good people, you understand this? You see in the Arabs and all that. That, no, you must just sit and make zikr and make dua, you mustn't make jihad and all this type of thing. So people who are anti-jihad and all that, so whether they got iman or not, Allah alone knows, but we will call them munafiqeen. We must remember that because they're sitting on the fence, they're more worried about getting a visa and not getting a visa. So that is where they are, you must remember.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to the journey, can Mufti Sahib give us the details which prophets Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam met and what lessons were learned?
So you must remember that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went from Makkah Mukarramah, then Muhammad alayhi salatu salam went from Umme Hani's house and then into the Haram Sharif and then from there to Aqsa al-Mubarak, and there the Master alayhi salam performed Fajr Salat there, you must remember that. And thereafter you must remember then Jibreel alayhi salatu salam also accompanied the Master alayhi salatu salam, and then there Nabi sallallahu Allah sallam made imamat, as I told you, wa rabat al buraq ay bi halqihi bi al babal, you see. So then the buraq was fastened there. So thereafter, then the Master alayhi salatu salam, today, if you go to Aqsa al-Mubarak, where Qubbatu Sakhra is, the dome of the rock, the golden dome, from there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went up bi jasadihi, bi badanihi al-Mubarak, what is Mubarak jasadi athar. And then, so you must first guy, met Adam alayhi salam, Abul Bashar, and he welcomed him and so forth and so on and all these type of things. And why? So they also latu'minunna bihi wa latansurunna. So they also accept the nubuwwat of Nabi alayhi salam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last prophet. Every sky, one message was given. Mur ummataka bil hijama. They tell your ummah they must do cupping. You see that? So remember. So cupping also is a sunnah. Then second sky, there Nabi Isa alayhi salam and Nabi Yahya alayhi salam. You see that? John the Baptist. So like that. So that is what they met and so forth. Then third sky, so Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, and with his beauty, handsomeness and all that. Then on the fourth sky was Nabi Idris alayhi salatu salam. And then on the first sky was Nabi Harun alayhi salam, Harun bin Imran. So Nabi Harun alayhi salam in age-wise is elder than Nabi Musa alayhi salam. But in rank and status, Nabi Musa alayhi salam is greater. We must remember that always. So that was on the first sky. Then on the sixth one was Nabi Musa alayhi salam. And then all that took place, you see. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given 50 salat. So he told Nabi Musa alayhi salam, said, your ummah will never manage. They can't read 5 times salat today. So we must thank and 2 rakat salat. Ya Allah, elevate the rank of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. You see, that he is the one who he helped us out, made life easy for us. So Allah said, from 50, I make 5. Because by me, it don't change. It's still 50. La yubaddalu al-qawlu ladayya. You will read 5 daily salat, and man ja'a bil hasana, falahu ashru amsaliha. So for every salat, minimum, you'll get 10 reward. So it's still 50 reward, you see. So you must remember that, but with the barakah of him. And when Nabi Musa alayhi salam said, that now you must read, you understand. So Musa alayhi salam started crying. So they asked, why are you crying, Musa alayhi salam? He said, because a Nabi came after me, and he will have so many people entering Jannah, much more than my ummah. You see, Nabi Musa alayhi salam was Jalilul Qadr Nabi. His name, Nami, Isme Grami, mentioned 136 times in the Noble Quran. The most for any prophet and messenger. And if you get delivering lectures and so forth. So all these prophets here, you see, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, first heaven, so 25 times his name is mentioned. Then you go Nabi Isa alayhi salam 25 times. Then you go Nabi Yusuf, Nabi Idris. Then Nabi Harun 20 times. Nabi Musa alayhi salam 136 times. And then Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam 69 times. Like that, you see. So you must mention all these kind of things also. You see? So you know how many times it, and the meaning of the Nabi and so forth. Then the Master alayhi salam went to Siddhatul Muntaha and then to Baytul Ma'mur. You know Baytul Ma'mur? Yeah, the bottom is Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa. If you draw a straight line, you go to Baytul Ma'mur. Yeah, you make Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, one Sahabi. You must study Asma'ul Rijal, Asma'ul Nisa, and what we find. We find that in Asma'ul Rijal and Asma'ul Nisa, Hajja Sittina Marra, one Sahabi, he made Hajj 60 times. A'taqa Alfa Abdin wa Atamara Alfa Marra, and he performed 1,000 Umrahs, and he liberated, emancipated 1,000 slaves. So subhanallah. There by Baytul Ma'mur, the Malaika make tawaf. They get chance once only. After that, they can't come again. See? And we are told that if you go for Umrah, people going now, so many of them sending questions. Some in Makkah, some Medina, some here, some there. And they send questions. Alhamdulillah. So we say, may Allah shukr. So Allah malaka shukru kullu, walaka alhamdu kullu, walaka almulku kullu. So we just send them our kitab, the Hajj and Umrah and Dua kitab and so forth, to make it easy for them. So in a case like that, and we answer the question. So we tell them that before you go, make at least intention, you make 50 tawaf, 50. One tawaf, 7 rounds. So 50 times 7, 350. So 350 times you must go round and round and round the Baytullah. Hadith in Tirmidhi, Man tafa bil bayti 50 marra, kharaja min zunubihi, kayawmin waladat umu. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went from Mi'raj, the route, that from Makkah to Aqsa, from Aqsa to the heavens and so forth and beyond. And a return trip straight from there to Makkah, not via Aqsa again. Understand? That's also another mistake people make. So direct to Makkah. And then they all started laughing, Abu Jahal and all of them. You expect us to believe that in a portion of the night you went and all that. Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, I believe in it. If the Master alayhi salam said so, I believe unconditionally, unreservedly, فَسَمَّاهُ صِدِّيقًا. That is how he got the title of Siddiq. That you call Iman-e Kamil. You see that? When there's 100%, 90% opposition and so forth and so on, and you're not there to curry favor with the people, you are there to embrace the truth. وَلَحَقْوَ حَقْوَ يُتَّبَى. So that is the sacrifice he made and so forth. Then they said, okay, you Nabi Sallallahu, you say you went. So how many doors there? How many windows there? All that. Allah removed all the curtains, all the veils. He could see Nabi alayhi salatu salam. And he answered them. So they say, but still they don't accept majority of them. So you see that you got kufr-e inad, kufr-e juhud, based on pride. Why you don't accept? Because of pride. Why you don't accept? Because what the people will say. So kufr, you get different types. This you call kufr-e inad, kufr-e juhud, and so forth and so on. So we should understand all these points here properly and speak about these things and bring it to the current situation and speak about Aqsa al-Mubarak and so forth. So many topics you can speak about. Understood? I decided, let me choose this topic. So thousands of people can benefit, inshallah, and especially and students will be delivering lectures and so forth and so on, and bring the current situation, what's happening. One side Hamas, Jihad Islami, the other side Israel, Americans, and the British, and so forth and so on. They have everything on their side, but still they're going to lose. You must remember that. Why? إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Anything based on batil will perish. That is the system of Allah. Margaret Thatcher, if you want one more statement before we finish up. In 1983, she made a speech, and she was called the Iron Lady. She said the ANC, I got nothing to do with ANC, you all know that. So she said in 1983, the ANC is dreaming that one day they will be in power. 10, 11 years later, Mandela is the president. You see? So that is Allah. Tanzil tu'til mulka man tasha, wa tanzil mulka mimman tasha, wa tu'izzu man tasha, wa tuzillu man tasha. So how humiliated, disgraced they are. Their own people are standing up and saying that what you're doing, this can never ever be justified and so forth. So everybody's hearts are in the control of Almighty Allah. So they sometimes you'll think about it, they protesting and doing so much more than the Muslims. Remember this type of things there. Muslim, you tell them boycott McDonald's. You understand? Boycott this KFC. Boycott this Starbucks and all. They will tell you why. All these type of things. But you see some of these people there, that you look at them, they'll say, we'll never go there again, and so forth. So that is Allah's system, and this also, whether we like it or not, we have to say and acknowledge it. Hezbollah helped a lot to the Hamas cause, and Houthis helped a lot. Although majority of them are Shia, so the answer to that is simple, and the hadith is in Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّين بِرَجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ, that verily Allah Ta'ala assists this deen, Islam, occasionally, sometimes, through non-Muslims also. So, there's no objection on that. So, if you Sunnis don't want to help, Allah will use somebody else. So, you want to go and lick the Americans and bootlick the Israelis. So, Allah will use somebody else. Allah Ta'ala does فَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ, whatever he wants to. Remember, who built the Baytullah? The Kuffar built the Baytullah. The Quraysh built it. Quraysh, what Muslims they were. The Muslims. Therefore, you got the Hatim. Even they said that much sense they had. They said they can't use haram money, their gambling money and alcohol money. So they took that resolution that we must build only with halal money. And they didn't have enough halal money, so they just made like a sign there. And this is the Baytullah also, but we don't have enough funds. So who built the Baytullah? Non-Muslims built it. So reconstructed it. It was the Quraysh and so forth. They were non-Muslims. So we need to understand all this type of... You see, Muslim, only emotional talk. Half the time talk nonsense also. The academic discussion, very few can understand and do and so forth. So you must present it such a way where you cover all these type of angles and so forth and so on. Make dua and make dua for Gaza and the West Bank and Palestine. Make dua, Allah decimate the Jutlas and the Americans. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.